I think, are we on?
Yes.
Okay, well, welcome to a new Now Radio. We're really glad for it, and pleased for anybody who's listening to our show tonight. And I'm really grateful I have Pamela back again tonight. Tonight's going to be a number for anybody that, a night, a number, here we go, a night for anybody who'd like to call in to talk about the Lesson 1 allowance. We're going to put the give you out the numbers right away tonight. And the call-in numbers are area code 877-876-5227. That's toll-free from the USA. Canada toll-free, 1-888-810-8322. And local calls are area code 530-876-3222. And I'm going to give us that one more time. USA, toll-free, 877, area code, 876-5227. From Canada, area code 888-810-8322. And locally, area code 530-876-3222. So anyway, I'm pleased to have Pamela back again tonight. She's had another week into Lesson 1 of allowance. And I think I'll read the lesson one more time tonight in case we have some new people listening tonight. And then ask Pamela anything she's experienced so far this week that she may want to talk about. So lesson one, allowance. Allowance is the key to the kingdom. It is the way, the means to undo the world of the insane that you have simply made in error. By practicing allowance, by making a choice to surrender for that choice, must be made first. Let me say that by that choice, you open the door to the truth of life, the real world versus the unreal world. It is not a choice to be made lightly, for in that choice, you are saying to the universe, you are saying yes to all of creation. You will literally leave time, in a sense, and all of creation, which in truth is neutral, all of it takes on a new purpose. And its purpose, once that choice has been made, is to awaken you. All of creation will reply, will reflect your choice. Allowance in every moment is a choice to see all things as perfect, to allow your everyday moments to be allowed, to pay attention in your now moments to that which is in front of you. For once this choice is made, all that is in front of you now will be there to teach you, to nudge you, to retrain your mind. And in the practice of allowance, you begin to see with new eyes. You begin to see the beautiful dance that is truly going on within creation in all moments. So lesson one, allow all things. Do this practice for 30 days. For the next 30 days, just allow all things. Notice them, pay attention. Whether they seem to be good or bad makes no difference. For all of creation is neutral, and all of it has a purpose. And by making this choice, you've literally said to creation, teach me anew. So enjoy the next 30 days of allowance. There will be many treasures there for you. So, there it is. Pam, any treasures that you would want to talk about tonight? And I know I'm catching you off guard. I did not ask you if you would want to share on anything like that, but anything come to your mind?
Denise, it's perfectly fine. And I'm just, what's coming to mind is the perfection that I've been realizing, how every single, exactly what's in here, every single moment. Last night, I was in a place where I had a charge of emotion inside of me where I felt really sad, and I started to cry, and I had the lesson, and I picked it up, and I just got in bed with it, and I read it, and as I went through it, I could feel the old charge in my body leaving the cells, and it brought me to the place of knowing even that, the releasing the charge of in that moment, how divinely perfect that was. So what
every
I'm noticing,
single moment.
Yeah, I'm noticing the moment-to-moment gifts of even when it doesn't feel great is a cleansing too, and how beautiful that was. And it wasn't like some, you know, long drawn-out thing. It was just like, you know, a couple of minutes of releasing with the crying, with the tears, and allowing that. And I'll hear through the day, as I'm doing something or something comes up, I'll hear those words, allow, allow, allow.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those, you know, that are starting to do this work, what I'm noticing is I've created the perfect creation to have Denise and these words through the allowance to come through to my being, so I can now create a more, what I can say, healing for myself and for others. And so it's been a great gift. And, you know, I'm really grateful. That's the main thing that's coming to my mind.
It's a great gratitude. I can say, and I'm going to be so honest tonight, and with this weekend has been and I've been, you know, doing allowance now, practicing allowance, you know, for quite a long time. It's been over a couple of years. But we're all in this process right now where we are truly releasing so much of the illusion of fear, guilt, and shame. And as you go through this process, it's like peeling the onion, skin off of an onion. It's like it just keeps going in a circular motion, down, 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 deeper, 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 until you're like in the core of seeing that every moment is perfection. And even those moments where you're releasing their perfection, because once I've released, I had it this weekend, I'll share with all of you, I had a couple of things happen in my own personal life that if they would have been even 3 months ago, I would have not been on the show tonight. They were very personal, traumatic things going on with someone in my life that's been in my life a very long time. And by learning allowance and by learning that all things arise and pass away and that every soul is on its own journey, I was able last night, I had a few tears for about 20 or 30 minutes, but then that was it. And I got up this morning and I felt good. I released not only for myself, because we have to realize we're releasing for the one mind, so we are in truth releasing for all of us and for the planet. So we don't want to minimize the inner work that we're doing. You know, what a grand service we are doing to everyone. Mm-hmm. I know we can feel so alone with this. I'm sure Pam has felt that. There are times, because it's a total inner journey, you're making your journey home alone because we came alone. And so that doesn't mean you're going to be alone for the rest of your life, but the journey itself is one very much of going within and alone time. Anything you want to talk about with that, Pam?
Yeah, Denise, you know, it's interesting you brought that up about, you know, being in your own universe experiencing this, because yesterday my partner and I decided to begin this work with this Qigong master, and it was the first day, and we were outside in the sunshine, and we had just started doing the healing, the clearing of bringing the universe.
Pam, you're breaking up, cutie.
Can you hear me?
Hello? A little closer to try. Yeah, hello? I can hear you. Keep going. Keep going. Can you hear me, Pam?
No, it's breaking up.
You're breaking up, too. Okay.
How?
I'm allowing it. It'll come back in.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Let me
yes.
try on. Yes? Let me try on here.
Is this any better? Denise? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but you're still breaking up. But go ahead, and we'll see how. If it doesn't click in, then we'll do something.
Okay. So, should I just continue?
There you go. You sound wonderful now.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
What happened was there was a group of, I'd say, probably 20 powerful healers that had come together to begin this work with this master. And after I had brought the universal energy through my own being several times, now this is my own body and being.
We can hear you fine.
Okay. I just got confirmation they can hear us.
Use the other way.
Okay.
Let me get on here.
Denise?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, great. what happened, excuse me, is I started to vibrate with the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I started...
With the grass. Oh,
with my. I became one with the grass, and I started feeling my feelings through the grass.
Oh,
and
my
I
goodness.
Feel how the grass felt. And I, you know, and it was me and the grass became one, and I could feel when the grass, you know, at times it didn't feel so good, when it did feel good, when people walked on it, you know, how it felt. And afterwards, I went up to the Qigong master, and I said, Dr. Lo, I started to feel what the earth was feeling through my feet. And I said, it started to bring up sadness in me because I could feel at times when the grass didn't feel good, at times when the grass did feel good. And he just looked at me, and he said, this is very powerful healing. He said, start to write down in journal what you're experiencing, because he was saying to me, no mistake, as we heal those parts of ourselves, since we are, of course, all one, there's no
one
that the grass wouldn't feel it. I wouldn't feel it. And so I started really being sensitive to that. And it was just, it was a beautiful moment, because I knew in that moment I felt the sadness, yet I wasn't, you know, crying, but I could just feel that, like, you know, that feeling, what it felt like.
And see that?
And,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I was just going to say, I didn't know about this story before the show, so I'm thrilled to hear Pam had that experience. And what that truly is when you stay in your now moments and you allow all things, and that means you're in your now. You are in the now. When you go into the now, you literally leave the illusion of time, and you see the real world more and more and more. That's the power of the first lesson. That's the power of allowance. And in the beginning, like Pam experienced and is still experiencing, not quite on the level she did when she first got the lesson, and thank goodness for that, things started to be a little undone for her, things that, you know, attachments that you had. Just little ones, you know. I mean, they weren't little. They were attachments. They were things that had mattered to you. And you allowed them, and you blessed them, and you walked through them, and then you saw the gifts from them. And you saw how no matter what it is, because you shared last week about the car crash, that no matter what it is, it's perfect for you. Once you make this choice, and it's a choice not to be made lightly. It's in the lesson itself. And it says, this is not a choice to be made lightly, but once you make this choice, your inner guru, call it the comforter, the Holy Spirit, your inner guru, for me it's the voice for love, takes over the show. And from now, your journey is one where that one is in charge. And so for you, what happened was, by being in your now and your allowance, that starts to raise your vibration. As you raise your vibration, you realize you're one with everything here, and everything here is you, and you are the observer watching your own journey home, and it's truly remarkable. And I've never had that happen, Pam, yet, so I just think that's wonderful.
Well, Go ahead, Denise.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Anyways, it just was such a beautiful moment. And so what I've been doing since then is in the morning and just, you know, the afternoon, and then again today, we did it twice, and really connecting with the earth and the sun, the sky, both times of day have been so powerful for me, and really feeling that union of how supported I am with just being with the grass and the sun and the sky. I mean, it's like being so grateful, really, really grateful. And the energy that is so healing when we really focus on this universal energy is for us. I don't know, that's what just came up really beautifully. And I keep seeing beautiful, like, specks of light, light that's coming through us. As we ask, it's right there, it's present. All we have to do is take the time to pay attention. Now, one of the things the Qigong master shared with us was about allowing and giving attention to our organs. So, for instance, like, you know, a little kid is like, I want attention, I want attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that our organs are doing the same thing to us, saying, you know, give me some attention. Allow me to have some energy from the universe. Mm-hmm. And when we just discount it and take a pill and just say, oh, this is going to heal it, instead of saying, okay, now I'm just going to let the universal energy, the light, come through it, it's just as powerful. So it was a really beautiful experience. I just wanted to catch you guys up a little bit. I don't know, Denise, are there callers?
I haven't. I thought the lines were open tonight. I know we have a few people that got the lessons.
Okay.
Once again, I'll give the numbers out one more time. Anybody who's been working on the lesson and would like to call in and ask any questions, or if you haven't had the lessons, you just want to call in and ask or share, once again, toll-free number from USA is 877 area code, 876-5227. And from Canada, it's area code 888-810-8322. And local, within close to, I think they live up there in Paradise, California, is area code 530-876-3222. We had a computer glitch today, and so here at my house, I wasn't able to get out emails after a certain time. But anyway, if anybody wants to call in, feel free. And then, Pam, just go ahead.
Okay, well, what I wanted to share is that last week, after I had shared about the car accident, a couple of days later, my partner had set up this incredible event for his work. It was just a beautiful event. And all the clients that attended just thought it was impeccable and really honored him for this wonderful meeting. They do breakfast meetings. And that afternoon, he met with his boss and another director, and he found out at that point that his job was no longer going to be as he thought it was. It was now going to be on minimal commission, and he would only have, you know, the clients that he already had in process. And when he came home to tell me that, it was as if I already knew, you know, I knew the story, okay, allow this to. And what we realized was that his vibration was no longer matching with these certain, you know, employers.
Right.
And so it couldn't be that he could be there any longer. So, you know, naturally when you no longer have your job, you know, you can easily go into fear. And so
big time.
We went into, what's that?
I said you go into fear very big time.
Yeah, and so, you know, because you go, where's the next paycheck going to come from? How are we going to get food and all of that? And so we just said, okay, allow this, because we really trust the process and we really trust that we are supported by the divine, that what's going to come through is something better. So a couple of days after he had that news, we hadn't heard from the insurance company for, it was the whole week. It was like Thursday, late Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And the insurance company called, and we weren't, you know, looking too forward to it because we had heard that the car probably was not repairable after the car accident. And again, just to recap.
Not to interrupt you, Pam, I just wanted to say real quick for anybody who's listening tonight who didn't listen last week, Pam had started the lesson of allowance not a moment after it seemed, even a moment after she got the first lesson. Her partner was in an accident. Thank goodness he was not injured, but one of her favorite cars was actually totaled. And then this also happened with her partner's job. So just in case nobody knows. Okay, go ahead, Pam.
And anyway, so we weren't looking too forward to talking with the insurance company. And when I called them back, I said, you know what? I am just going to allow whatever's coming into me, and I'm just going to really see this person as a good friend who I'm talking to, you know, no different. They have good information for me. And I had thought, well, you know, maybe the car, I don't know, maybe it's going to be worth $6,000. Maybe it'll be worth, you know, $6,000 or $7,000. And prior to that, my partner said, he said, well, you know what, maybe you could get $8,000 or $9,000. And I said, okay. So I bumped it up before I made the phone call, and I saw the number 9. And I started talking to the insurance agent. We were kind of joking around, and I was like saying, should I sit down? Should I hold my breath? Is it going to give me, you know, just kidding around.
Uh-huh.
And so when he gave me the price, he said, well, you know what? He said, the value of your car is actually going to be, what it turned out to be, Denise, was about $10,400.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, but if you want to, if you want us to take the car, meaning, you know, you don't salvage it, you will take it, then we'll give you $11,000. And I was here. Yeah, I was just like, and you know, JD was sitting there going, oh my God, you know, that's really great. And then he said to me, also, he says, if you have any receipts of recent repairs, you know, that can increase the value of your car.
So you ended up with getting so much more than you thought you would in the beginning. And I want to share one other thing, Pam, that I did wanted to get this out before you finished.
Uh-huh.
Because when you start this process, when I originally gave this first lesson to Pam, and then it was within a day, I believe, the car accident happened, or 2 days, I was saying to her and her partner, it's a gift. I know it doesn't look like it, but it's a gift. In the meantime, I've just sent her her first lesson, and so I'm feeling, as a human that I am, oh, my God, because the same thing had happened to me. My first initiation was also a car accident, and so what happened as a result of this for me and the power that's in these lessons was to watch the process through Pam and her partner of how this happened, how it could have seemingly been so traumatic, no car, many different things around it, insurance problems, and in the end, she's going to end up getting more money than she would have probably if they had sold it, because I don't think you were going to put it up for that much. And it's not even just about the money. What it's about is to see the perfection in it. It was a gift to her and her partner to see that by blessing it, by allowing it, by seeing it as a gift, it turned out to be a gift. And to notice that everything that's happening with us, no matter what it is, even these releasements we're all going through, they're perfect. And so I wanted to share that because Pam has been such a gift for me. I can't tell you how grateful I am, as she's been the one to experience these lessons first. I had not given them out before, and to watch what's happened and transpired in her life, which tells me the power of this voice for love that's coming through and is truly the voice we all have. It's not my voice. I'm just a vehicle that has done the inner work of these lessons to bring it through. So they are powerful, and they're miraculous, and they are the bridge home. They're definitely the bridge home. And there was another thing you were going to share about Pam.
I wanted to share something really special and dear to my heart. It was, I think it was on Friday morning, I had heard, you know, get up in the morning and read allowance and then read the daily quotes. And I was reading them. And afterwards, oh, I know, I had heard earlier. It was like, what is it that I can do today to serve others? What is it that I, you know, what is it I should do? And what I heard was to read allowance first and then read the quotes. And after I did that, it was so beautiful. I was out on my back porch, and I came inside, and I looked, and I have never seen this before. I know I shared it with you, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this beautiful, it was a beautiful dove by itself, and I looked at it. I was like, what are you doing on my back porch? So I opened the door, and it started to fly, and I looked up in the tree, and there was a second one, and I just looked at the beauty, and I said, what is it that you're here to tell me? It was like, what is it you're here to tell me? And all I heard was like, there's good. There's good news. There's good. Look for the good. Look for the good. When I came back inside, I kept seeing throughout the day this butterfly. Mm. And Denise, you know what the butterfly means. There's
yes.
a symbol regarding
everything
this.
Is simple. Everything's yeah. yes.
And I kept seeing this butterfly on the television. And I was telling Denise how that's such a strong symbol for me, for, you know, the good that's going on in the world and the beautiful transformation. And Denise, if you want to share anything about that?
Well, I'll share a little bit. Pam had told me, she had sent me an email about the two doves. Now, you see, once you start the process of allowance and you're in your now moments, all of creation, and it says it in the lesson, comes to awaken you. And what is happening is, and it's a very personal journey, like for Pam, the doves, the butterfly had meaning for her. you start to notice and the symbols come to you and you start to pay attention and know you're being guided. And so Pamela had sent me an email that day or the next day to tell me about the two doves. Well, interestingly enough, and I didn't even remember this when she told me about the doves, I went to bed that night and I remembered that the day before, I live up on a hill with a very big, huge view all the way around me. And so I see every bird and everything, you know, that ever flies around here, I've noticed for 3.5 years. And this morning I got up, and I always see the hawks flying, and they're always in twos, and of course they're black. This day I'm looking out, and there's two huge white birds, totally white birds. I've never seen, they look just like the hawks, but they were white. And I'm looking at it and looking at it, and I'm thinking, I had a friend here, and I said, I don't know what this means, but I know it means something. And then my son came home. He'd been driving up the hill, and he was saying to me how he'd seen them, too. Well, after I talked to Pam, what it is I'm in the midst of doing the footwork to get the book published, and it's I've been waiting to be guided as to where to go to have it published. And it's been sitting here for quite a long time, and then all of a sudden, Pam and I saw a website, it was a publisher, and it felt right. And then I had seen the two white birds, and then Pamela had seen the two white doves, and also her mom ended up seeing two white doves the same day as Pam did. So if you're paying attention in your now moments and your symbols, you will see, and you don't always know what it means, but you always will know. It's just to see how loved we are. And it's everything here is a symbol. Everything's a symbol. One of the things the Voice for Love has shared with me is that I do not, as you extend love out into the world, you receive love back not in the ways of the world, but in the way from the heart, and that way is through the symbols. So,
well, and Denise, just to interject, on the website for the publisher, they had this beautiful butterfly.
Yes, they did.
It's one of their symbols. And the butterfly only moves, it vibrates and it moves on the website at certain moments. So
I noticed that.
Yeah, you don't necessarily see it every time you click on. And it was so funny when I would click on and I would go inside, you know, is this it? The butterfly would vibrate. And then another time I'd go on, it wouldn't. And so I was like, okay, allow. What is the symbol telling us? So we're truly just watching the unfoldment of all of it.
Exactly. But, you know, as a result of it, I actually did get a call from this publisher, and I sent them some copies of it. We'll see what happens. I know if it's supposed to be, it will be. But it's a journey. It's such a journey. It's such a wonderful journey. And there's a part here in the lesson where it talks about when you make this choice, it says you are saying yes to all of creation, that you will literally leave time as we know it, 3D world, where we've been kept locked into by the small mind. And you will leave, it says you will leave time in a sense, and all of creation, which in truth is neutral, all of it takes, and that's a powerful thing too, to realize that all of creation is neutral. It waits on us. It waits on our choices. And it brings to us that which our thoughts project out. So that's a big one, huh, Pam?
Oh, it is. And Denise,
I know you've been noticing that.
Well, it is. But one of the things that really came up for me strongly was what you said about no time.
Mm-hmm.
When we leave that, because I've experienced this since we've been doing allowance, and it was really funny because I was with a group of people and I had mentioned that, and this one woman looked at me like I was just crazy. She said, what do you mean no time, you know? And so, Denise, maybe if you share on that, because when people hear that, I mean, she had a huge charge with it. And she says, who's they and who are these people? You know, it was just really interesting. And it's not something that's easily explainable.
So you're asking me to explain what leaving time means?
Yeah.
Okay. This took me a while, too. Because you look out and you see you're still here. you know, and the clocks are still showing you that there's time. But literally when you make the choice for the journey home of the soul, the gateway home, what you're literally doing is by that choice, instead of the love that lives within us, God, Abba, whatever you want to call, that love that we are all one with, that we all truly actually are, that love and form, that love, that voice has been with us since the day we were birthed. But when we make this choice, most people don't make this choice because they're happy and free every day either. I will share that with you. A lot of us come to this when we have really we have felt the pain of living in duality. And for me, it happened 3 years ago when I literally screamed out on my floor in my living room, this world can't be real. And in that moment is when I first heard my voice say, it was, let's say it's the first time I was listening. I'm sure it had been, it's been there with me. And I heard, trust me, it's not. Now, and then I heard, trust me, a few more times. And I thought, well, it's not. Well, that caught my eye. And then as I started the Way of Mastery, when he said, "You, when you make that choice, what you do is by leaving time, it doesn't mean you leave here and that all of your world isn't out in front of you and time isn't here in the sense of the word of duality. What it means is now the one that lives within, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, has taken over your journey, and that all of your now moments are coming from your choice to want to see with the true eyes of the soul, not the limited small ego that shows you separation, that we're all separate, that your body sees another body across from you and sees that as a separate body. That's 3D. That's time. The true, real world is the world that we have blocked by our fear, guilt, and shame. And all of those things have kept us into the small ego, which shows us that all is separate. In truth, who we really are is God in extension here on earth. And when you allow this process to start, you see everything with the oneness. And then in that, you start to notice that you're here, and he has said this many times, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. You're still here. You look the same to everybody. It's not like, you know, you puff into nothingness. But you definitely know you're on a new journey, even though you're still here, that you're not in time as you knew it before. So that's what that means. Did that help, Pam?
Yes, it really did. And what it's bringing to mind is that portion of allowance that really does say that it is here to awaken you. All of creation will reply, will reflect your choice.
Mm-hmm. And that's powerful. That is, every word of that is...
It's really powerful. And what I've been receiving through that is by making this choice, my soul has made this choice. And what I've been witnessing is I've been observing myself go through what feels like to me each time I learn something or I'm undoing something in my old world. It's like going through another initiation and being aware of it. So it's not like I'm just going through, you know, oh, I had a car accident, okay, go take care of the insurance. It's like I'm really seeing, okay, what is it that I'm learning from this? It's the event is divine in nature. And so what is the blessing and the holy sacred nature of this? And to help me move forward in life and to let go of whatever this was in the past. And I'm noticing how as I go through that, it not only frees any charge I had with it in my physical body, but my emotional, my mental, my spiritual, and it allows me to really appreciate the perfection of life and the beauty.
Exactly, and it's been such a gift for me to hear, to watch Pam's journey since it started. When I started this almost 3 years ago, I literally did not know what any of this meant. The beauty of it with Pam, it's been twofold, because I literally went through all of this on my own for a couple of years, not knowing what I know now. And so it's been a gift for me to be able to watch Pam start the lesson and be able to, with what I've learned, only because I started ahead of her, There's no above or, you know, none of us are above or below anybody. We are all equal here on this planet. I just started the journey a little sooner than her, and I had learned some things where I could share them with her. And it was a wonderful thing to be able to tell her this is what's happening in the very beginning, because on my journey, I was doing it like I was going through a tunnel. I was only doing it with absolute 100% trust, but I didn't understand that they were initiations. I didn't understand I was really undoing the small ego mind that had kept me in the belief of separateness and duality. I literally watched a lot of my world, as Pam was talking about earlier, it's all about vibration. So when you start this process, you are literally raising the vibration that you carry. And like attracts like, magnet to magnet. You cannot be in a space ever in time that you do not vibrate on some level with that situation, that person, that place, or thing. So what you start to notice is things will come up, some of them very unpleasant, where you will see how you have created things unlike peace, how you have created things unlike love. That comes in later lessons. But as you start to allow, you start to see things that are leaving, like Pamela with her partner's job. Total mismatch in vibration. And it had to leave. It was a gift to him because there's something better coming in. So it will feel like loss is happening. And I experienced it on many, many levels. So I want to share that with you. But I want to say that this is, you know, always a perfect journey. It's not. You will experience loss. But the things that are leaving are making space for the new to come in only because of your choice, your soul's choice, to go on this bridge home. And the bridge home is truly to the end result of the bridge home is to realize you are totally 100% divine, that there is no guilt, that there is no shame, that there is no fear. Those were all illusions that we bought into when we thought we were separate. And our thoughts created all that we see outside of us here. And we're literally healing, since we're all one, we are healing ourselves, the planet, the earth, all of creation on every level, even the levels that we can't see with our eyes. All of it right now is raising in vibration and arising. And so it's quite an amazing, it's hard to even wrap my mind around it after all this time, but we're literally healing the world. We are literally healing the world, the people that are doing this inner work. Mm-hmm. And I know there's many out there. And I just want to share with anybody who is new tonight or who is listening that as you experience this process, you will have times when you will feel as if there's loss. But in truth, it's a gift. It's a gift.
It's a gift. And really, not to go into fear. I mean, I know that I've expressed what happened with the car accident, and Denise also had one. That doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen in your reality. No. One of the things that I really noticed is when we truly allow, and when I allow the perfection of everything, that we are such powerful creators and masters that we will never create anything, as we all know, that we can't handle. But more than that, we will never create anything that we don't have the tools in our fullness of on all our capabilities. I meaning mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually. We will not create anything that we are not able to handle because God loves us that much.
That's right.
And I've been really noticing that. So when those things occur that feel, you know, a little bit of foreign or shock, instead of going into the fear of, you know, oh, this okay, it is true, it could be lost. However, that God is going to give us only those things that are perfect for us and for our highest good, for our lessons. So for truly what is our divine purpose. So
And there's many times, and I've been on this journey for quite a while, that something will come up and I'll look at it and go, since I know I create my reality by my choices, by my thoughts, I will say to myself, I created this. And I literally either laugh or cry, depending on what it is. But always what the journey is you look at it, And it's in the not knowingness, the not knowing, where you can say, I literally do not know what this is or what it's for. You know it's there for you, but it's in the not knowing. It's in the saying and admitting to the one within you, I do not know what this is or what this is for. And then you can go down into that heart center, which we will maybe talk about a little bit tonight, too. That might be a good idea, Pam. Go down to that heart center where we all in the heart center are the one mind. It's a deep, you go into your silence. I'll share that with you in a minute. And you say to that love, I do not know what this is, what it is for. I surrender to you to give me right-mindedness. And what you're literally doing is creating a space for what I call the gift of grace to come in at some point. Now, it may be that day. It may be 3 days from then, because I've learned that the mystery of God is truly a mystery. But all of a sudden, you will see, oh, that's what that was for. Okay. Now I will look at this. I'll embrace it. It's mine. I'm going to forgive myself and love myself and give it to the light. And I've been doing that process now for 3 years, and I can tell you, I literally feel the energy of it leave me. It's like the comforter within, has come in with a broom and literally swept it out of my energy field. It's literally gone. And I have had some unbelievable depths of pain over different situations in my life that when I did this process and followed through with it, they just left me. But you always get to see what it is that, why this is in front of you. All but you have to, it's in the not knowingness. And the heart center, I gave this to Pam one time, and she had an experience with it. Maybe you'd like to share that, Pam, going down into the heart center and what you saw that time. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the first time.
The dream came from that, didn't it, where you saw the, well, I don't know.
But I went in subconscious. Is that the time, Denise, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you can explain. I'm not recalling it exactly right now, but I do remember one time when I had gone down very deep, and what I had received was that dream of really going down into my subconscious to bring up those things that needed to be released inside of me, and it was that was the darkness. I remember that one, and then
yes.
I also remember. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Pam.
I also remember going down a couple of times very deep where I just really turned things over. I just handed them over to the Creator, and there was such a peace inside of me because I knew in that moment there was just nothing that I need do. It was in God's hands. So it was just perfect.
The voice says to me all the time, you need do nothing. And what that means, it doesn't mean, you know, you're going to just sit on your couch and never move. What that means is once you've made this choice, you need do nothing. The beautiful one within you has taken over your journey. And all you need to do is witness it, allow it, and then what you feel you need to heal within yourself, the going into the heart center, the way I do that, I'll explain that to you real simply, is I close my eyes. I usually just go in my room and lay down. And I'll close my eyes, and I will feel my soul, my light body, whatever you want to call it, I'll just kind of see it move forward from my body. Sometimes if I'm really upset about something, I'll move forward and feel my light body step forward from my physical body, and I'll literally see myself kicking my physical body backwards, which is saying to creation, get that body out of here. I want to do some soul work. And then I will literally, what I do is I step forward in that light, feel my body as the energy field it is, and then I go down, down, down. You'll feel your whole body, light body, not your physical body, but yet your physical body will feel it too. Just kind of drifting down as far down, down, down as you can go. And what happens is this. What was that? Hello? Oh, Hello?
Hold on. We're well aware of what happened. I guess he got cut off the air, and as he got cut off, it sounded like it made some bizarre noise.
Oh, it sure did.
Well, I guess we could bring you off the air. I could put him on the other line. What would you like?
What on the other line? You mean...
Yeah, did you have a guest on with you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we need to bring them back on because they lost their connection.
Okay.
Do you want us to get them back on in the call-in line or bring you off and then bring you both back on again?
You want me to hang up and you'll call back?
No. Stay with me. I'm just, your audience now knows that we're going to be gone for a few seconds.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Stick around. Okay, we're just playing a little music.
Okay. Is this Pam?
Pam?
Oh, good, then we're all set to go back on.
No, we got Pam. Hang up. We're going to phone you right away.
Okay.
Hang
up?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right, let me just dial her on there and put him back on.
Are you ready?
There,
Denise? I'm here. Okay, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Hello, are we all back?
We're all back.
Okay.
I know how spirit works, and maybe we're not.
Oh, hang on just a second. I need to put you back in the.
All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're on. Are you there, Pam?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead and tell me about your candle. What happened?
Well, I don't know. We were talking. You were talking about going into the heart center.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down, and all of a sudden I heard this horrible loud noise, and I was like, oh, my God, allow this. What is it? And I turned around. I didn't even know what it is because our smoke alarms are down. Get that. Our smoke alarms are not up.
They're not working.
No, they're not. There's nothing even on the wall.
Okay. I think we've been reviewing it. I think all the lines are great. I mean, are you two having any problems whatsoever?
Right now?
Correct.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, then I'm going to leave
you. Oh, are you Pam? Are you having a problem?
No, JD's saying on the internet we're not on.
We're hearing music.
That's a delay.
Okay.
That's a delay since we got back on, but if we're good, I'll just leave you alone and cut myself off.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
And we've been live. I'm just going to get out of the feed. Here we go.
Okay. Okay, so I think we're back on. This is interesting. Are you there, Pam?
I am.
Okay. So we don't really know what happened there. We've only got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
And so I thought I would go to part of this and talk about one thing before we get off tonight. And this is in the lesson. I'm going to read it real quick again. It just says, when you make this choice, all that is in front of you now will be there to teach you, to nudge you, to retrain your mind. And when in the practice of allowance, you begin to see with new eyes the beautiful dance that is truly going on within creation in all moments. And what I wanted to share with that, as I've realized that that really here is an illusion, and that was a hard one to grasp for a while, but it truly is an illusion. I started to notice that as I made these choices, there were times that I would start to see things. I call it a bleed through in my own reality. Now, the birds are an example of that, but I would have even more moments where I would literally have visions, and they would overwhelm me. And I'm sharing this. I'm not going to talk about what they are tonight. We don't have time, but I'll just say to you, we are so loved, and we have no idea that we've been living life with our blinders on. We've been buying into that little small mind, and all this process is an undoing of the small mind, which kept us in separation, which was our thought that we had. We created this, and we created it through our thought as part of the one mind, and we're literally healing creation back through ourselves. And that literally makes sense because we created this from within ourselves. Right, Pam?
Yes, to bring us back home, like we were saying. And that's
right.
The beauty, Denise, is the neutrality, because we judge these experiences, I had a car accident, I lost my job. We experience that and we think that's a bad thing in the old reality.
Right.
But in new now, the reality is, perfection. Thank you, God.
Right. What is this gift going to bring me?
Exactly.
And just by thinking that thought, you're creating a gift out of it. Literally. By seeing it as neutral, you are taking the charge off of it instead of the, oh, my God, what's going to happen, and all those things. And believe me, I still do those things. And then after I do them, I laugh at myself so I can break up the thought form. But Pam said this tonight, too, and it was really such a good thing to hear tonight. She said she's been hearing today, stop seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us are experiencing so much seriousness right now in our world, in our lives. And when you realize that every moment's a gift and it's coming from love, what is there to be serious about? I mean, truly, what is there to be serious about? Because no matter what's happening, it is a gift and it's love, and it's only going to bring more joy and peace to us. So I want to thank you for telling me that I needed to hear that tonight, Pam. I definitely
you,
needed to hear that.
As you've been wonderful, because one of the true gifts also is in that, in a moment when you are serious and you do have a feeling come up, you've really shared with me how to really honor that feeling. And what I'm noticing is how when I do honor it, to let go of it so I can then, as you know, we would say enlighten myself so I can feel lighter, is to let the feeling, that
go
vibration
through.
To go through me, not to stuff it and say it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's lifted through me, through that experience, it almost feels like there's a subtle, not just lightening, but a shift, not in just my perspective, but on all levels. So on my emotional, mental, spiritual, on all levels of my consciousness. So that is such a gift. So I want to thank you. So as I just love that, you know, we're giving back to each other so much.
I know it's been a wonderful thing. It's been a great experience for me to be sharing these lessons with Pam. I want to stay tonight. I want to give out my email address if anybody would like to receive. What this is, it's 18 lessons. And we've given out lesson one so far now. We started last week. I'm giving them out right now for free. And if you're interested in getting lesson one, you would do it for 30 days. Pam's been doing it for 30 days. Well, actually, she hasn't had it for 30 days yet, but she's getting close. And we've realized there's a very strong reason to take one lesson at a time, because the lessons are very powerful. And so my email address is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, A, N as in Nancy, E-W, at AOL.com. So it's Denise Anew, D-E-N-I-S-E, Anew, A-N-E-W, at AOL.com. If you'd like to receive the first lesson, send me an email. I'll be glad to forward it on to you. And we will be a lot of times on this show on Sunday nights talking about the lessons. Sometimes I'm going to have guests on. But I really feel that this is the work I came here to do, and to extend this out into the world. And right now I'm sharing it freely with all. If anybody would ever want to donate to me, that would be wonderful, but I'm not asking for that. And we're just giving this from our hearts. It's our experience we're sharing with you, and I want to thank Pam for having been so, first of all, for even taking the lesson and bringing it into her heart, and then for what she has shared with me, and what I hope any gifts that we have helped anybody out there with tonight. We're all in this process now. Some of us seemingly are going before others, and yet in truth, we are all exactly right where we're supposed to be. And I do know that if you're listening to this show tonight, I have sent out a vibration from within before this show. I do it every night, that all are brought in to hear this who are supposed to. So it's not an accident. There are no accidents in God's world. If you're listening tonight, there was a purpose for you. That'll be your own personal gem but it is for you, and we're here for you. Pam, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show again.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you all.
And all of you have a wonderful week. And if any of you have any questions or anything you'd like to know, you can email me. And have a beautiful week. Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you, Pam.
Good night, Denise. Love you.
Good night. Bye-bye.